This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and we appreciate you stopping by your community NPR station, stopping by for Cinema Chat. That is why you hear the music you do. And here to keep us company and fill us in on all things movies is Nick Aldering from the Michigan Theater and Marquee Arts. Thank you so much for being here, Nick. I appreciate it.
It's great to be here, David. Thanks for having me.
No, I certainly don't need to tell you. You know what starts later this morning.
Yes, it is Art Fair. Art Fair is upon us. Of course, come downtown. If you find yourself down there, we have free organ concerts starting tonight. There'll be organ concerts today and tomorrow at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 2 p.m. and then Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. And of course, it'll be your chance to come catch some music on our historic Barton Pipe organ.
Who's playing?
We have a little bit of our head organist Andrew Rogers, as well as David Hufford, will be on the organ. You'll have the chance to catch some music and also ask some questions if you have any questions about the organ.
And you know, it's a great way to cool off if it gets a little warm downtown.
Yeah.
Are you going to have the concession stand open as well?
The concession stands will most likely be open, but I'll say it. We were talking about this on the mic beforehand. We will not be serving beer or brats.
That used to be one of my favorite stops along the way.
When I first started, that was one of my roles during Art Fair, was to do that. But that was about 10 years ago, and we haven't done it for a while yet. But maybe some other time.
Yeah,
there's
always a good time to stop by the Michigan Theater, and that organ is really something else. It's one of a kind.
It really is. It's a miraculous instrument, and when you finally understand how it works as well, it just makes it so much more incredible. And I'll leave for the organist to describe how it works.
Well, there's also going to be movies playing in the days and weeks to come, and we certainly want to cover some of those. Now, hopefully, weather cooperates through the entire span of the Ann Arbor Art Fair, but it is that time of year. Twisters.
Yes.
And that's going to hit the big screens.
Yes, we have Twisters opening today at the State. This is a current day chapter of the 1996 blockbuster from director Lee Isaac Chung, who was Oscar nominated for his film Minari that came out a few years ago. And this one stars Daisy Edgar Jones, who people may have seen in Where the Crawdads Sing, and Glenn Powell, who has just been in everything as well. Top Gun Maverick, and Anthony Ramos, who was in the hit Broadway musical Hamilton. But this is about a team of tornado chasers who come together to try to predict and possibly tame the immense power of tornadoes.
I know a lot of people who consider the original to be a true guilty pleasure. And,
you
know, part of it was for that day, the special effects were so amazing. And I can only imagine what they're going to be this many years later.
Yes, The trailer just looks, just the impressive power of tornadoes that they capture in that trailer. It really looks
impressive
something.
And frightening, right?
Yeah, you're gonna want to see this on the big screen for sure.
And what about Touch?
So Touch is a very different film. It also opens today at the Michigan. And this is a sentimental, romantic, thrilling story about a man's emotional journey to find his first love, who disappeared 50 years ago, and he wants to find her before time runs out. But it's from an Icelandic director. His name is Baltasar Kormákur. I'm not sure that I'm saying that right, but I apologize if I'm butchering that. Just a very touching, sentimental story.
So where is it you go to find a film from Iceland?
It's around. This one has been on the festival circuit. I didn't catch it on any festivals, but this is just one that's just kind of an indie art house piece that's making the rounds of theaters like us.
Well, I want to say this. Many people I talked to have been awaiting all summer long to see the movie we're about to talk about. I imagine it's going to be a blockbuster.
Yeah.
It is the return of Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman in Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's right. Yeah, it's the return of Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and Hugh Jackman coming back as Wolverine.
And he said he'd never do it again.
And the last movie that he made, Logan, his character actually died in that one. So the audiences...
Interesting turn of events.
Audiences probably were not expecting him to turn up again either. We're going to have advanced screenings of this starting next week, Thursday, July 25th at the State. It is largely considered to be are predicted to be the hit of the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the animated movie's already been a huge hit, so it's going to have to do gangbusters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the summer of Studio Ghibli continues, and what's up next on that front?
So you got one more chance to catch My Neighbor Totoro tonight at 7:30, and then at Pompoko. This film is celebrating its 30th anniversary. It'll play this Saturday, July 20th at 1:30, and next week, Thursday, July 25th at 7:30. And this is a story about the group of magical tanuki that they're these mischievous raccoon-like bear creatures that fill the forest, and they have shape-shifting magical abilities. So when their forest is threatened by urban development, to save it, they must use all of their supernatural talents.
Well, that's really topical.
Yes, unfortunately so.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is an Art Fair edition of Cinema Chat, and I'm with Nick Aldrink filling in for the vacationing Russ Collins. And a popular series has been the Summer Classics. That's really gone over well, hasn't it?
Yeah, the Summer Classics have been a lot of fun this year. We've had a great turnout, and Shaft is coming up next, the 1971 original Shaft. It'll play this Sunday, July 21st at 1:30, and next week, Tuesday, July 23rd at 7:30, and this stars Richard Roundtree. We're remembering him because he unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
At the end of last year. But he plays the ultimate suave detective who finds himself up against the leader of a crime mob. Just a great 70s action thriller.
Yeah, to some it is the only version of Shaft.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what comes next in that series?
We're going to have Cleo from 5 to 7 that comes up next. Then we'll have Despicable Me. That'll be free for kids 12 and under as well. That'll be Sunday, August 4th, and then we'll have Speedy, which is a Harold Lloyd silent film that'll play August 6th, and that'll be free and open to the public. And then the Summer Classic series will still go to the end of August.
And while some enjoy the Summer Classics, there are night owls in the community that like the late night classics. And what's up on that front?
So yeah, you can catch a late night still every Friday at 9:30 and Thursday at 7:30, and we have Pearl coming up next. That'll start tomorrow at 9:30. And this is the prequel to the film X, and we just opened Maxine. That is the third installment of that trilogy, and this is the second installment, but prequel to the first. So the series kind of jumps around a little bit, but this still tells the story of Pearl. She's trapped in her family's isolated farm and must tend to her ailing father under the overbearing watch of her mother. But all the while, she's lusting for a glamorous life she's never seen, and the ambitions, temptations, and repressions all collide into this. It's kind of like an homage to like Technicolor horror films of the 60s.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah,
that's kind of fun. And Moonrise Kingdom will follow the following Friday, and that should be fun as well. And Spaceballs and Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about some opportunities that are here right now, and that is movies that are continuing to play, and I would guess in part because they're doing well.
Yes, Fly Me to the Moon is still playing at the Michigan, and this is the Channing Tatum, Scarlett Johansson 60s space race comedy that kind of pays homage to some the screwball comedies of the era as well. Just a very charming story that also stars Woody Harrelson, Ray Romano, and Jim Rash.
That's a good cast.
It is. And it's just a very delightful movie just to see on the screen. Just again, that 60s Technicolor style is such a pleasure that it's a soft spot for me, and I really like that style. But you can also catch Long Legs at the State.
Did you actually get a chance to see this?
I haven't had the chance to see it yet.
Right, because we talked about it last week, this has the possibility of great things from Nicolas Cage.
Yes, and a lot of people are talking about it, and myself included. I have to see it before it gets spoiled for me, because I've seen a lot of. This seems to be one of those movies that have a lot of theories revolved around it. Like, what does the ending mean? And blah blah blah.
That's fun when you get to go to have coffee and talk about the movie after, right?
Yeah. But you can still catch Thelma at the State as well, another delightful comedy. Inside Out 2 and Maxine are continuing at the State, and this is your last day to catch A Quiet Place Day 1.
So you have to tell me, Nick, what exactly do you have planned for Art Fair weekend? In addition, there's the Michigan Jazz Festival. WEMU is helping put on over at Livonia Schoolcraft College. There's Thunder over Michigan. So much happening in the community. Are you going to be locked into the theater?
I'll be making appearances, but I tend to like to take advantage of my ability to work remotely during art fair. But I do like to at least go down for art fair at least once a year.
Yeah, you got to walk the streets. You know, I know a lot of folks like to leave town, but I am a huge fan, and getting to spend some time out there and see all the creatives that come to town, all the creatives from town. It's a great time to be in Ann Arbor. So, Nick, thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
See you next week.
That is Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts in the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins on this week's edition, the Art Fair edition of Cinema Chat. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you'll join us next week here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.